Okay, hey, this is Becky Juro, the Becky Juro Show, and you are listening to Dr. Mo in the Danger Zone. Go get him, Doc.
The following program is brought to you in Honky Vision. Dr. Mo, the Danger Zone.
You got your shorts on?
Actually, I'm sitting here in my underwear and a shirt.
All right, that was a gay question, I realized.
That was a gay question.
Okay. So
hey,
listen.
Where's Becky when you need her?
Hey, listen. Becky's been, she's got shit to do. So you're going to go to the war zone, man. You're going to Iraq. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, you and I have been friends for a couple of months now. I'm not going to put you on the insider's list. And we've been talking about it since back in February, not you and I, but, you know, me, myself, and I, the three of us. And
it's a lot of people.
Yeah, man, I tell you, the voices. If I want to know what's going on in Dave Rabbit's head, I've got three people I argue with all the time, and all of them are me.
Damn.
But, you know, I wanted to do a 35th anniversary show initially, and initially the thought was I was going to go back to Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City. I was going to retrace my steps, all that stuff, and then, you know, movie companies started coming and saying, oh, yeah, geez, we'd like to be along on that trip, and started, you know, throwing money at me and contracts and stuff. And, you know, I really.
Nice.
It was very flattering, but I just didn't want to do it because it really was, you know, they wanted me to commit for 18 months, and I just was having too much fun, and I just didn't want to, you know, stop doing what I was doing for 18 months, you know, to have some Hollywood types do it. And I figured, you know, if they're going to do it after I've only been out a month or two, then, you know, a year, then, you know, I have much better prospects. So anyway,
right.
I said, okay, well, maybe going back to Saigon is maybe the wrong thing to do, and I think I'm going to go to Baghdad. And I found a fan that had contacted me by the name of Charlie Cooper, said, you know, I approached him on being my studio engineer. And since he was professional radio, unlike me.
Well, he sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I got him on board and stuff. And then we got, needed a female. Had to have somebody replace, you know, Nugent. So we got a girl by the name of Nadira. Mm. And she's very sultry, very, very, very beautiful.
Is she an Arab?
Yeah, Iraqi, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
She's an Iraqi. Is she a terrorist? Yeah. Or does she have terrorist brothers?
Oh, yeah. She's, you know.
Does Hale she really?
Krishna, 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 Hale, Hale.
Oh, you heard that? That was disgusting. I thought nobody listened to this shit. This
I'm practicing.
So, like, what is she? In the media, she's a journalist or something?
Yeah, she's a journalist. Right. She's in radio.
Is she hot?
She's from very hot.
Is she really? You're going to put a picture up on the website or what?
Actually, what's going to be funny is...
well, later, after you come back.
There's a professional photographer actually going with us. That is the wife of Charlie Cooper. And she's going on press credentials of her own because of her, which I can't tell you the name of it.
Sure.
But, it's a...
Top secret.
It's a well-known publication. She is a freelance journalist, if you will. And professional photographer. So she's going to be going to Iraq with us. And when we get to our undisclosed location in Baghdad that we're going to be doing the show from, she's going to be doing photography of us doing the show.
Excellent.
And then when I get back, I'm going to turn it kind of like into a music video thing like I did the Road to Radio First Terminal.
Okay.
It's on the podcast. You know, just kind of a still picture thing with maybe some little crawly word stuff at the bottom. So people
I can
know
dig
what
that.
It
keep me entertained.
So,
that's
everybody will be able to see her. They'll be able to see Charlie Cooper. And, of course, they'll be able to see me. Most people have. have seen me in one form or the other. But
the rabbit.
They'll be able to see the 58-year-old version. And then I've got a special shirt that I've got. It's the big finger in the middle of it that says, "Have a nice day."
Oh, yeah, I like that. You're going to be wearing that?
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing that. And I'm going to I'm toying with, and I'm probably going to do that. I'm going to get a shirt from the local Army surplus, military surplus store. I'm going to get a shirt from each of the branches of service, and for each part, 30-minute segment of the three-hour show, I'm going to wear a different shirt.
Hey, don't wear it. Just make sure you don't get a Coast Guard one. Are you guys wearing camos over there?
We have camos. We have them, and most of the journalists over there wear civilian clothes, more summer clothes. And we're debating that because we don't want to. This is going to be really a stealth mission, and I told you off air, and I'm going to tell you on air. What we talked about off air,
yeah.
But
top secret.
There is an extremely good possibility that we have brought attention to ourselves from people that would normally not be considered a Dave Rabbit fan. I'm talking about Lebanon. I know there's downloads in Lebanon. For people that don't know Mo, people that have pro like Mo and I do that are podcasters on Podomatic, it has a GSP, like global search positioning,
yeah.
Kind of a map, and it shows in a given week it shows the amount of downloads, folks, that a podcaster has. Of his shows, or what he has up on his thing. And a couple of days ago, I just happened to be jacking around, and I went east as opposed to centralizing in the United States.
Quick question about Baghdad.
Oh, okay. You don't want to hear my...
Wait, quick question.
I know it's your fucking show, goddamn. I'm trying to tell my story here.
Quick question.
Okay.
On
DJ.
Baghdad.
Okay.
How often do you jerk off?
At 58, I can I have a calendar here. I can tell you probably when the last time I saw the son of a bitch.
So once a month, what?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh shit. More or less, maybe.
All right. Okay. That's a good. Hey, you gotta have your period too. Right?
Where are we fucking going with this? First, we're talking.
We're going
about
to Baghdad. All right. What's going on?
Well, I know,
okay.
but
tell
I
me
mean,
about Baghdad. Go ahead.
What does that have to do with jacking off?
People in Lebanon are jacking off to this podcast right now.
Oh, you think?
Have,
oh, okay. Okay.
You, so you're
yeah.
in there. You're getting a lot of. You're getting a lot of links or a lot of downloads from down there.
We're in weird places, Mo. In weird places. I mean, who the fuck listens to me in Iraq? You know.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, other than military,
Yeah.
I've got there's downloads in Iran. Who the fuck listens to me in Iran? There's
wow.
I've got downloads going into Lebanon. I've got downloads going into China. Beijing has 132 downloads this past week. Beijing, China. Now, who the fuck is listening to me in Beijing, China?
I can tell you who. It's the CIA operatives in those countries.
I don't know who the fuck it is. So anyway, we're going to go,
That's scary.
We originally were going to go in kind of with the attitude, fuck it, this is the date we're going and, blah, blah, blah. Because we're going on press credentials and because our real names are on passports, obviously none of our radio names or our pseudo names are going to be on there. And they're not going to know, who Dave Rabbit is or who he isn't or Charlie Cooper or Madeira
right.
or whoever, But we decided with all the things in the last couple of days that we've been seeing that, I've made my point very clear about how I feel about, Osama bin Laden and all those fuckheads.
Personally, I don't like them.
You know, I mean, I don't think that, you know, I mean, I don't know if I would be considered somebody. You know, they go, God damn, man, they killed Dave Rabbit. And everybody's going, who the fuck is Dave Rabbit, you know? So it's not like, you know, they'd be nailing some big son of a bitch, you know.
I don't think, listen, you're going to be fine as long as you, like I told you, conduct this trip like a military operation.
Oh, it is. It's black ops, babe.
Tell us, share with the world. No,
this is going to be black ops. You know, I'm wearing my danger zone arm patch.
All right.
You know, and I've got my fuck you T-shirt on.
There you go.
And I'm going to, you know, have different military hats on. And I mean, you know, we're going over there, you know, banging beaver. You know.
So you ready to pick up a weapon if you have to?
Oh fuck yeah, man! I know how to fire an M16.
You know, because shit goes down in the streets out there in Iraq. It ain't bullshit.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not really. You know, I mean.
Boys are dying over there.
And, you know, what's really funny is...
Every day.
As we get closer, you know, as we get closer to leaving and stuff, you know, I get a little bit more antsy. Not antsy from a nervous standpoint about, oh, God, what if, you know, because I could give a fuck.
Positive. You want to get over there.
But I'm antsy because I want to get on the air, you know. I mean, this, I've been waiting for this for 35 years.
Wow.
I really have. It's going to be such an awesome fucking show. Charlie Cooper's done just an unbelievable job.
Wow.
And, I mean, and we're, and of course, we're, it's going to be live. You know, we're going to be, you know, putting it, we're actually putting it on. I found out today from Charlie that we're going to, they don't have a lot of FM stations.
Yeah, I would think so. They've all been bombed by Israel.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people that have fucking radios, you know, other than military guys. But we're gonna broadcast on 69 FM and AM.
Wow, over there locally.
Yeah, over there locally as well as shortwave.
69. How'd you get that? I mean, are like the frequencies are they like all wide open? Can you pick any frequency in Iraq? I can't imagine.
Well, we don't give a fuck. That's the frequency we were going to broadcast on. You know?
So there could be a radio station there. Hala, hala, you fucking tape over them, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, how many goddamn radio stations can there be in Baghdad, you know, Mo? I mean, yeah. You know, they got one fucking guy in the back going, you know, and he's sitting there, you know, with a bottle of aftershave and smelling his armpits and, you know, got a bottle of that lotion and, you know, he's, you know, if he, I got news for you. I remember, speaking about jacking off, you know, I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's a great topic. Let me tell you.
Wow. Listen, speaking about jacking off.
All the fans are loving you
right now. Did you ever hear the old fucking stories about the kid that, you know, he'd be sitting there, you know, jacking off and hitting the fucking ceiling? Did you ever hear the hitting the ceiling stories in your hood? Did you ever hear that?
No, I never heard it.
No, you mean to tell me that I mean, you know, come on, you black guys got dicks down to your fucking kneecaps. I mean,
I don't know nothing about that.
You don't even have to jack off to hit the ceiling. Yeah. I understand you black guys can lay on your back and actually unscrew the fucking light bulbs.
Well, let me tell you, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I do have a big cock. And that's random. I swear to God, it could not have been random. I didn't even know I had a big cock. Somebody had to tell me.
I told a girl one time that I would give her 12 inches, but we had to fuck 4 times.
Oh, Lord. What? Is your dick really that big, 4 inches? You can't say that.
I know. It's a typical whitey dick, you know, maybe 6.5 with
six
the wind blowing,
half.
You know?
So, when you're hard, it's 6.5?
Well, maybe 6 to 8, you know, it just depends. I mean, is shorter at 58 than it was at 28. The days of fantasy land for me, I think, are pretty much over, you know. So all I got to do now is just entertain the troops and
get to Iraq
and do the bullshit that I'm going to do and, you know, and not worry about my personal shortcomings or whatever.
So are you leaving? You're leaving soon then, very soon?
Next week.
Next week you're leaving.
I'm not going to tell you the day, but we're leaving sometime between Sunday and Sunday.
And you're taking, and I don't know how much you can talk about it. We're just taking a commercial plane over there, or you're taking a private plane? Commercial probably to some point, right?
I'd rather not say.
Makes sense. Yeah. I don't want no fucking crazy halas coming in with some fucking air rockets.
Yeah, we don't want anybody putting any liquid, lotion in our shoes or anything.
What are you going to do? You're not bringing your KY and stuff for your night exercises.
Nah, no, my mind's going to be more focused on what we're there to do.
So,
you know,
if...
And then you don't want them curtsying on your face, because that would be some nasty
stuff. Let me tell you, a lot of people died. A lot of people fucking died, man, for nothing. It's some bullshit. I mean, it's one of those holocausts nobody knows about. Nobody wants to hear about that shit.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to be scary.
Give me
some Jews.
Give me some damn Jews. I need me some Jews. Fuck them niggers. They were on a boat. Fuck them. It's a cruise. They took a cruise. They had a good time. Right? Nobody told
me. You've been in California too long.
I'm telling you. Hey, listen, Arnold says hello.
Oh, listen, you know, Arnold and I used to hang together at Vic Tanney's gym at one time.
What?
Yeah, true story.
Were you the maintenance man there?
No, I was a member. I was a member of the same club he was at.
Was he, like, were you huge back then?
Was he what?
Were you huge back then?
No, man. If you call 5'7" huge, you know.
Oh, you're 5'7". You're 5'7".
Yeah, I'm fucking midget, man. You know.
So you gained a lot of weight.
Well, the only person that's smaller than me is fucking mini me. You know? Do you see that fucking guy?
And Rocky, you know, Rocky's pretty small.
Oh, is he really? I've never met him.
Yeah, he's a tiny little bastard.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Now, you talking about Stallone, or are you talking about the real Rocky?
I'm talking about Stallone, baby. Which real Rocky?
You know, whatever the guy's name is, Rocky Marciano.
No. I would have said Rocky Marciano. That's Rocky Marciano. This is Rocky Balboa. Okay.
Hey, Adrian. Hey, come here and talk it again, babe.
Yeah, I'm going to do a boxing podcast. Yeah, go fuck yourself, Sly. Did you see his fucking mother, man? She's horrible.
Well, I mean, sure.
She looks like him 50 years later.
Oh, shit. She's had more facelift than the toilet.
Yeah, she has. Yeah. Her lips are horrible. I mean, all respect to Stallone. Stallone.
Well, I'll tell you who
was
not.
He's a little guy. So, did you ever work out with Arnold?
We were at the same club, you know, and I saw him several times. But, you know, did we work out together? No.
Was he really, like, doing black bitches in the bathrooms? Is that true? Was he smoking weed while
personally.
He was working out?
Well, I wasn't tagging around him, Mope. Hey, oh, no. You know, no, I wouldn't do that bullshit.
Hey, Dave Rabbit, where are you in Vietnam?
Hey,
check
Rabbit,
out this Latina.
Hey, Rabbit, come here. I want to express you.
So, like, how are your friends feeling about it? You guys obviously been talking about going to Baghdad, going back to Baghdad. And this is a return. This is 35 years in the making. The original Adrian Cronauer from Good Morning Vietnam, originally portrayed by Robin Williams. You are kind of antsy about going over there. When you get over there, do you guys have a plan? You have a set plan? Are you going to plan?
Oh, yeah. No. This has been actually 3 months in the making because Charlie jumped on board April. So that's April, May, June, July, August, September. Okay, so actually it's been 6 months in the making.
You know exactly what you're going to do over there every day?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. This thing has been set for – everything has really been set as far as facilities, equipment, and all that bullshit. It's been set for 60 days minimum.
Is your wife excited?
Oh, she's not going. There's no,
no is she
way.
Excited for you? Does she give a shit? That's what I'm saying.
No. You know, she's excited for me because she knows it's something that's real important to me. But she's not clicking her heels and I'm going.
She's not thrilled.
Especially seeing all the, you know, I mean, you click on the internet or look in the newspaper and all the, you know, the bombings and bullshit. So, yeah, she's concerned.
3,200 people killed.
No, yeah, I mean, it's sad. So, I mean, you know, from that standpoint, she's not real happy. But she knows that, you know, I'm not going to be deterred from what I'm doing, you know, and that this is something that's real important for me.
What's the political climate right now in Baghdad?
From what I know personally or from what I read? Which one do you want?
All the information that you have access to, you make the call.
Okay. The people that I have talked to, physically talk to via email or via whatever other way that I've contacted them. It's getting worse over there. There's more and more incidents of really bad bombings. And, you know, they're getting to a point now, and I mean, it's not that it took them a while to get to that point, but I mean, you know, they're blowing up everybody. They don't give a shit. They're blowing up their own people. They're blowing up their own women. They're blowing up their own kids. You know, they no longer are targeting the American military or the allies of the American military. They're targeting anybody. They don't give a fuck.
It's a civil war, right?
Pull up with a van, you know, blow up 50 or 60 people. They don't give a shit. You know, they just want to prove that you're not going to get rid of them. Unless you're, you know, not paying attention. I mean, that they're making pretty valid points from everything I can see, because every time we think we've curved them down or nailed them down or whatever, you know, they're blowing up more people, you know? I mean, it's asinine. You know, I say it again. It's really strange that there's like four areas that would not be considered allies of the United States, you know, that are doing a lot of downloads of our shows. And, you know, I mean, what are they doing? I mean, they you know, I don't think there's, you know, I can't imagine it being a scenario to where there's somebody friendly. I mean, it could be CIA sitting there going, hey, this is a day rabbit, you know, fuck with him, you know.
Yeah, or, you know, they pass the word to the CIA people in that area because they're coming.
Yeah, who knows?
So, like, yeah. What do you think the case is? What's your theory?
I think it's terrorist type people that are have been made aware of us. I mean, it sounds conspiracy and all, but I mean, I think that's exactly what it is. I mean, it just says, you know, I'm just not buying those four main areas. You know, that it's somebody in our government, you know, downloading, you know, 134 different downloads in one, you know, 192 in another, 124 in another, and like 87 in the third, in the fourth one. You know, I mean, I've got like 100, maybe 70 to 80 shows. So that means that there's more than one show being downloaded at different places in that particular city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what the fuck would they want the original show for, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, the story I had always heard is that, you know, people, you know, they want to know their enemy, you know? And, I mean, I'm there for everybody to see. I mean, there's nothing pretentious about what I'm doing, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't like the terrorists. I think they're a bunch of chicken shits, and, you know.
Why would they want to fuck you up, though?
Who knows, you know? I can't imagine it. I mean, really, in my wildest dreams, Mo, I can't imagine it. But we're going to go in as a stealth operation, and we're just going to, you know, we're going to be real careful on what we say, who we say it to, and who we are around. We have security that we have acquired that would be considered non-U.S.,
Steven Seagal mercenaries. Well, you got to take care of yourself.
Let's put it this way. We have a few professionals that are going to be with us.
Serious.
A few professionals. Professionals. And we have some people that are in the profession in Baghdad that's going to be assisting us in a stealth capacity. In other words, it's not something that they're going to go, hey, guess what we're going to fucking do? Hey, we're going to use. Yeah. hey, remember all the fun, all the havoc that Dave created over in Saigon? Well, hey, we're coming to Baghdad. Yeah.
Shit.
So, you know, people know we're coming. They don't know what we look like. They don't know who we are. They don't know our real names.
Three white guys and an Arab.
Yeah, we ain't gonna stick out like a sore fucking thumb, are we?
Yeah.
You know, it's
three white dudes with an Arab.
It's like
that. What a nice sight.
It's like you and me to James Brown concert.
Yeah.
Hey.
Right. Dave Rabbit, why'd you bring this motherfucker here with you?
Pick the white guy out. You know?
Shit, man, this is scary stuff over there.
It's going to be interesting, but you know, I tell you, I've waited 35 years to do this, and there's not a fucking power on this earth that's going to prevent me from going over there and doing what I said I was going to do, and that's entertain the troops. And we're going to do a 3-hour show, and it's jam packed with all kinds of rock music and comedy and off the wall, just lunacy and bullshit. We've got so many surprises, you know, all these little test things that I've kind of aired here and there. You know, I mean, that's just kind of a stealth kind of thing. I mean, that's not, you know, any of the real shit, really. I mean, there's a few little things in there that are teasers, but, you know, I mean, the show's jam-packed with just absolutely 3 hours of solid entertainment. And, I mean, you know, people will be just doing just like they did with the Saigon show. They can't wait till the fucking music's over to see what kind of outrageous shit I have to say.
Wow.
You know, and that's the way we're gonna do it. You know, we're gonna take the mentality that we had in Saigon, and we're reincorporating it into Baghdad.
That's awesome.
It's gonna be awesome, brother. You sure you don't want to go?
Yeah. Thank you.
Then we would stick out.
Yeah.
You know, three honkies and a blackie, and then we got, you know, the three guys that look like Sylvester Stallone Rambos,
yeah,
you know, escorting us. Duh, we got.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like the black guy in Platoon, dead. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, they always go for the black guy. Every fucking movie you see, the black guy is gonna die. You know,
that's
he's
right.
Mo Better Blues,
a Jet Li movie. You know who's dying first?
Who? What? Which movie?
Jet Li.
Oh, Jet Li.
Chinese guy. Unless it's a Jet Li movie, Chinese.
I love that guy. I love that
him.
Fucking guy. I love that fucking guy.
Yeah.
And you
he's
know
got,
what I
he's
heard?
He's got his last movie finally.
Yeah. He's not gonna do any more goddamn, kung fu movies.
I don't believe it. What's he gonna do? Romantic comedies? I mean, what the fuck? What's he gonna do next?
I mean, this guy is. I mean, I would be afraid to even go to a autograph session with this fucker.
Yeah,
you know, this guy is bad fucking news. He could kill you just like the drop of a pen. When I first saw him, it was Lethal Weapon 4 was the first time I saw him.
Oh, yeah, that was, oh, man, he was great in that movie.
And I thought, Jesus Christ, this
guy
makes...
Scared the fuck out of me.
Oh, he makes Bruce Lee look like a pussy, you know?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute now. Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee was tough. No, but I thought that Jet Li really makes him look...
Special effects,
my ass. Did you look at the behind the scenes on Lethal Weapon 4? Did you see the behind the scenes of how fast he put his foot up to that girl's face and she literally just was scared shitless? And he stopped his foot a half an inch from her nose.
Bruce Lee did that years ago. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute, what difference does it make?
You're in trouble now, motherfucker.
Oh, now you've done it, Mo. You've made me sit there and talk and badmouth Bruce Lee. Now, I'm going to have real problems. You know, I've got downloads in Beijing. These fucking red commies are in the back of the hill.
Yeah, you're in it
They're rolling marbles down, you know, Chinese prostitutes and trying to put them in their quad. You
now,
know,
they're smoking drugs. That could be a lot of fun.
We're going to take day and the night. We're going to get even in trouble with the Lee family. You know?
That's right.
Fuck, there's going to be every Chinese in the world after my ass now. Thanks, Mo.
You're welcome, Dave.
Oh,
no
great.
Problem. Anytime.
Whose fucking idea was this interview anyway? Yours
Let
or mine?
It was my handler at the CIA.
He's been dying for information. You want to hear something funny? This is really funny. I know this is running long, but I don't give a fuck. It's not my show.
Click, click, click.
I'll tell you what's really funny is, you know what, in the United States, you know what the area that has the number one downloads of the United States?
Where?
District of Columbia.
Are you serious? No way. Dude, you're okay. Yeah, they're watching your ass. Look, my friend.
I shit you fucking
Listen,
not.
If they're watching you, they're watching me. You know how that goes.
I'm not kidding you. I get 63 today from D.C. 63
Be careful,
today
man. You better be careful out there.
63. Well, you know, they're pissed because I made that damn rant, you know, talking about the Preparation H, you know. And that, you know, if we didn't have Preparation, yeah, if we didn't have, you know, if all those guys that didn't, you know, test Preparation H and get Preparation H done, you know, oh, yeah, we wouldn't have the assholes we have in Washington, you know. They're pissed about that, I'm telling you.
Announcing Preparation C, the new and revised model.
Yeah, Preparation C is, Preparation C, you know, their dicks were falling off, you know.
Nice.
And then their pussy started exploding on Preparation, you know, F, and you know it was a sad day in American history. It really was.
Not pretty, man. Not pretty.
It's not pretty at all.
So you
well,
do
I mean,
anything,
just,
you're going to do anything?
Huh?
Go ahead.
No, you go here. Sure.
All right.
Show.
You're going to do anything when you come back, like go to Disneyland or anything like that?
No, you know what we are going to do though. We are going to say
Disney World.
We're going to do one little gag thing, and it's funny you should mention. I'll go ahead and tell people. I don't give a fuck, you know. But we're going to get to the end of the show. We're going to have Omar Ben Fucking going to come up and say, "Well, you've just done the 35th anniversary Radio First and Rack Show. Now what are you going to do?" We're all going to go, "But damn, we're going to Disney World."
Oh my God, that's good. That's a good one. Use that.
Would
shit.
That be funny?
Use
Would
it. Do it. I want to hear that shit.
I'm telling you, we're going to do it.
So you take out any insurance or anything before going?
Yeah, I've been insured for $1 million for, a long time. You know, when I talk about it, you know, just because it's you and me and there's nobody else fucking listening.
Right, you know, of course.
Just you and me and our fucking listeners are the only ones. We're not going to tell anybody else. Are you listening to this, you motherfuckers over in Pakistan? Fucking them donkeys.
Listen, I just want to give a big up to all the listeners in Haifa, Israel.
Oh, hell yeah. Right
people,
on, brother.
Thanks for listening, people, and thanks for listening to Dave. Thanks for listening to me today, hopefully. And I want to thank the people in South Africa as well. We got some good listeners out there we want to thank. So, but listen, man, thanks for being on the show and for giving us exclusive to the Danger Zone. There.
And it is, because nobody else is gonna know this.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's gonna come from you. Once you get it up,
I got it up.
Are we never gonna get off this fucking innuendo stuff? I mean, there's gay guys all over the fucking planet, you know, getting hard-ons listening to this conversation.
They're loving it. I want to give a shout out to my two bitches, Mark and Damon, at markanddamon.podomatic.com. Those two bitches are listening. Hello, sweethearts. Bend over for daddy.
Well, when I get back from Iraq, then I'll do a debrief.
And that sounds scary alone. Like, when I get back from Iraq, it's like, oh, my God, you're going?
Yeah,
shit.
I tell you. You,
right.
know, you want to know? I'll tell you exactly what it's going to be. And then I'm going to get off the air and let you save the rest of your bandwidth.
So I can get off.
But here we go again. But, you know, the thing that most brought it home for me when we were in, when I was landing in Vietnam the first time, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. And I know that I'm going to have this same deja vu feeling next week. When I was landing in Cameron Bay, my first tour, and I had never, you know, I mean, I didn't have a clue about what I was really going to see other than what I'd seen on TV growing up. And I'm sitting there looking out the window, and we landed in Cameron about monsoon season. Anybody that's been in Vietnam knows exactly what I'm talking about. The fucking clouds are scary black, and they hang real low over the mountains of Vietnam. And it's spookier and shit. And I looked out that window, and I mean, I had a chill go over me. And I said, fuck, what have I done? And there was this brother sitting next to me. And he says, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
Because he knew exactly what the hell I was talking about, you know. You know, we're oh, yeah, hey, we're going to Vietnam, hey, you know. And then you're sitting there and you're getting ready to land, and you go, oh, man, you know. And then I do it two more fucking times, you know, that's the lunacy thing. But the same thing's going to happen.
I guarantee you, probably.
We're going to be looking out the fucking window of the plane.
You missed the gay reference there.
Oh, did you put another one in there?
Yeah, I said, because, you know, you were able to realist because you got hard.
Yeah, you know, I have stock in Levitra.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. I know a good thing when I hear it. Anyway, so I know
we're going to invest in Iraq, motherfucker. That's what I'm
I tell you, the only thing I'm going to invest in right now is body fucking armor.
Yeah, that definitely works.
Will you let me fucking say?
Wait, are you bringing your own fucking
when we're getting ready to land, wherever the fuck we are going to land over there, and looking out the window and really realizing that the wheels are going to touch down in Iraq, that I'm going to have a flashback to what I did 35 years earlier.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the landing is going to be different because I read an article on it. Some kind of story from somebody who traveled over there for some time. And they were describing the trip over there. At some point, in order to land, they're not letting commercial jets in Iraq, I guess, or whatever they were doing. There was an issue. So they came in. The way that they were coming in was through a private jet. And the jet would get to 30,000 feet about maybe, you know, 10 to 5 miles out. And then it would start spiraling down at amazing speeds to try to just, you know, really drop a very high distance.
Well, that's what I fucking want to hear. Thank you, Mo.
I just want to warn you because, they don't – what they tell you is just be careful. The landing might be a little bit rough because we have to do this as a procedure. What they don't tell you is to, you know, get insurance, bring a cross, and hope to not die as they drop. 30,000, like 25,000 feet they drop, and then they get to 5,000, they level, and they come down.
Well, what may be a good debriefing question is, and I'll be able to tell you once I get back, is how we got there. Which I'm not going
to
tell you. But I think you will have a nut.
I will.
Here's another second. What is the deal with this podcast with you?
It's everything, very gay.
God
it's
damn, you
want to
know
gay.
If I'm jacking off? You want to know if I'm hitting the ceiling?
Oh, my
shit.
God. It's
I mean, we're talking
gay.
About...
Well, let me
what
tell
the
you,
fuck
people,
is this?
People want to know. What kind of guy goes to Baghdad?
Nobody gives a shit.
Does
nobody
he have a big dick? Does he go... He
nobody
goes back,
gives
does he
a
have
shit.
A big cock? Does he
you care. You care that you care. You care that you can turn the knob halfway across the fucking room?
Hey,
you know?
All right. So, listen... You're going to go down there, and you're going to come back, and we're very fortunate to have you on A Danger Zone today. And I definitely look forward to talking with you when you get back. I want you to, be careful out there, be safe, and do all the safety shit you got to do as you're used to. You know what the deal is.
Yep.
And we'll see you when you get back, brother.
All right, man.
All right.
Peace, my brother.
Take it easy, Dave.
Talk to you soon.
Ciao.
All right, bye.